Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the process of there, in the there places, the destiny, the call, the purpose that God has preordained us for His glory, for His plan, And we are the light to someone else. We are the life to someone else by allowing God's manifested love and His salvation to be in us, springing up as wells of living water so that they are able to be encouraged, built up, some of them even led to the gospel of Jesus Christ and salvation. So we are that which those people that God has chosen for such a time as this to get glory out of. And what I like about God is He always uses unlikely people for His purpose and His plan. We've been looking at individuals in the Bible, seeing them not as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals living in a different time, in a different century, but seeing the Word of God being manifested in their life. Even when they make mistakes, it does not refute or stop the Word of God, because when God has chosen a person, a tribe, a family, a nation, He chooses them for His glory, and nothing will stop what He's already predestined for their lives for His glory. So today we're going to be looking not necessarily at one individual, but we're going to be looking, as we did previous days, talking about the reward of the believer. And the reason why the Lord is having us go into this is because many times we do not understand that everything that we do has an effect. It brings a reward. But God is going to do something in us because of our obedient faith, because we trust Him, we obey Him, and our obedient faith brings in a reward, because you cannot diligently seek after God and His will and He not bring a reward to you. He not give you a reward for your faith, for your obedience. So we understand that there's a reward that He's going to have when He returns, because He said in His word that He's bringing a reward with Him when He comes back. So there's a reward that we're going to receive here in the earth, where He blesses us, where he makes ways for us, where He does certain things for us because of our obedience. But there's a greater eternal reward that we're going to receive because we obediently followed after what God has told us in our lifestyle, in our everyday walk, and how we treat people and how we love and what we do for His glory. Yesterday we talked about love and how there's a reward for loving those who do not like or despise the gospel, but we treat them with kindness. We still show the compassion of God. We still pray for them earnestly, and we do it with the standard of His word and His power and not our own standard, as we sometimes like to do. There's also a reward when we fast and when we pray, and we do it the right way, that we're not doing it before men, and we're not doing it in the face of man, but because this is an intimate act between God and I, because it's a place where I'm showing and revealing myself to a God that's able to pour into me, and I'm doing it in secret. I'm not doing it for public display. I'm doing it so that He will be glorified, so that my relationship will grow stronger and better because of that intimate act that I'm doing, not for man, but for God. He's going to bring a reward for that. Also, when we do charitable deeds, when we do things, it is not for the praise of people. It is supposed to be done with pure motives, with a pure heart, with a heart of gratitude unto the Lord. And what we do in secret, what we do because He's asked or required us to do that, and we do it out of love and obedience unto Him, He rewards us openly. But it's not for the praise of men, because if you want the praise of men, when they praise you, when they call your name for what you've done, when you make known what you've done to other people, that is your reward. But when you've done it and you've only done it for the glory of God, and you don't want anyone to know that you've done it, you don't even want them to praise you, then God is able to bless you because you've done something that is precious in His sight. It was unto Him and not for the glory of man. There are many, many, many rewards for the believer in the body of in the Bible. And when we start looking at the rewards of the believer and understand it, then we're going to understand that what we're going through, what we're facing, the trials that we have, they're not for naught. God is going to cause us to be rewarded for that. Matthew 5:11-12 lets us know that there is a reward for us when we bless those who persecute us. And we said a little bit about this yesterday, but I want to go back to this, because we don't understand that people are going to hate you for Christ's sake. They're not going to like you. It's nothing that you've done, when they falsely accuse you for the sake of Christ, when they do all of these things, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be joyous because we understand that we're now falling in line with the prophets of old who were persecuted for the sake of Christ. They were persecuted because they spoke about Jesus, taught about Jesus, prophesied about Jesus, and because people hated the fact that there was a Savior or Redeemer coming that was going to be light and that was going to reveal darkness, and it displayed their dark attitudes, their dark heart. They hated them and they killed them. So the Bible lets us know that whenever we are persecuted, even to the form of people talking about us and they're saying all kinds of manner of evil against us because of Jesus Christ, nothing that we've done, nothing that we've openly went out and done. They're just going against us, going against our anointing. That means that we're in a category that says we've been proven worthy because the life that we live is irritating to darkness. The life that we live is such a light that it makes them hate the light because they don't want to change. And because they don't want to change, the only way that they can stop us is they have to persecute us. Paul, when Paul was teaching and he was beaten for the gospel's sake, and then when they found out that he was a citizen and they wanted to let him leave the city privately, he said, "No, you did this openly. Now I want you to bring me back because I'm going to teach again about Jesus Christ. Let me come back. Don't put me away. Send me out privately. Let me teach again about Jesus Christ." But it was all because of the gospel that these men hated him and went after him. So there's a reward for those who basically go through something and you know you've done nothing for the sake of God. There's a reward that comes to those who receive the name of Jesus Christ. There are people who are going to do, the Bible lets us know that there are people that are going to, who receive the name of Jesus, who receive a prophet or a righteous man, or who gives a cup of water to them. There's a reward that's coming. And the little ones that the Bible mentions is talking about the disciples. If you're a disciple of Christ, a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are in the place where someone is giving to you a cup of water or receive you because you're righteous or bless you because you're a prophet, there is a reward that is coming to them because they are God's person that he's using. Jesus did not want us to lose our faith or our joy or because of lose sight of what our focus was, which was the eternal thing, because of the things that were going to take place in our life. There are going to be some things that are going to take place that's going to be hard sometimes. It's going to be difficult, but he didn't want us to lose our focus, lose our joy, lose the focus of what our life is going to be eternally. He did not want us to even start to concentrate on the pleasures of the world and let the present pleasures of the world lead us or take us in a direction that would take us away from the joy of the next life, the joy of doing his will, the joy of doing what he called us to do. And we have to be very, very careful that we don't get caught up in the pleasures of our will and we forsake the passion and the command of God's will, that we don't allow this earthly life to lead us away from the things that God has told us to do, and we are so caught up in those things that we do not do what God has called us to do. There is a reward for us when we obey, when we give to those who are righteous, when we do what God says, even giving a cup of water, giving a drink to, God is going to bless those. There's a reward that's going to come with that. Matthew 10, 41, 42, and Mark 9 and 41 gives us some information on that. God will not endorse those who claim to be followers of his in name only. The reward is coming. The endorsement is coming with those who are going to spread the gospel. There's a reward for doing that. There is a reward for spreading the gospel. There is a reward for telling people about Jesus Christ. There is a reward that's going to come with that. He says, I'm not going to endorse you just because you're mine in name alone and you do nothing to spread the gospel. You do nothing to live the life. You do nothing to show them that I am your Savior, your Redeemer. But if you can get this word and this witness of the word and begin to tell it and begin to share it and begin to live it, there's a reward that is coming to you. It's a reward that's going to be great. And there was a reward for those who, in the Bible, during this time, who were basically those who were not allowing the word of the gospel to be restricted to one group or one people. When they went out and they told everyone, because that was the mystery, that God was not just going to save just the Jews, that he was going to save the Gentiles too and give them the same portion, the same blessing that he was going to give the Jews, that they were all equal because Jesus paid the price for them all. So those who were not limited to just a certain a group of people or in a certain area, but went out and spread it to all areas, there was a reward for them. Luke 6, 23 and just and verse 23 and verse 35, it talks about the blessing that is following, that comes when you will follow the command of Jesus. The blessing, the reward that comes when you follow the command of Jesus. To be blessed in the Bible meant to be happy, joyful, to be favored, and to experience God's grace. Everyone will not receive Jesus Christ. They don't want to hear the gospel. They don't want to hear the good news because Jesus understands that when you identify with him and his name, when you identify with his spirit, there may be hardships or rejection that people are going to give you. But he says, if you do what I've told you to do, you are blessed, and there's a reward that's coming with that. There is a blessing that is coming because you partake in that hardness and that rejection because people rejected Christ. There was a hardship that he faced when he carried the cross, when he endured the cross. But there was a reward that came with that. He is now seated at the right hand of the Father. He is seated there with all power. Every one of his enemies have already been defeated, and the last enemy is death. Well, we understand that there's no way that we can be his, and we share in the sufferings of what he's gone through because we have his name and bear his spirit and have his life, and he not give us reward because people reject the God that we serve, the Savior that has redeemed us. They reject him, and he understands that sometimes we're going to be afflicted. He said, in life, you're going to have affliction, but I'm going to deliver you from them all. I'm going to deliver you from that. He's saying, I'm going to give you a reward. Not only am I going to deliver, but I'm going to give you a reward because you've shared in something that other people will reject and will not want. You've shared in something, and you've embraced something, and you've joyed in something that other people have ran away from. And because you've done that, and you've done it for my glory, I am going to give you a reward. There are things that we are facing in our lives, and we cannot choose to do it our way. We cannot compromise what the Word of God says. When it says that we have rewards, there are rewards that are coming to us that are ours. The Bible lets us know that there is a reward to the servants of Christ. Colossians 3 and 24 lets us know that. There is a reward that comes to us because we're servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a great reward. There's a and we have to be very, very careful not to lose our reward. 2 John 8 lets us know that you can lose your reward because you've now veered from the path of righteousness and gone into a way that seems right to you, or you've not held on to the principles and commands of God. And we want to make sure that if we've gone through these tests and these trials for the sake of the name of Jesus Christ, that we have not allowed our own flesh, the enemy, or this world to deceive us out of that which rightfully ours, because we would not stay the course, endure the hardness or everything that we face as a good soldier. There's a reward that God is going to bless us with, and we have to be careful that we stay connected to his will and his plan so that we'll receive it. Believers have to be confident. We have to be confident in our faith. We have to be confident that we are going to receive a reward from God, that he's faithful because he promised. He's faithful to do what he said, that what we're going through, what we're enduring, things that we're facing, it's just not us having a life that is sometimes hard or difficult. Many times, if we're a great witness of God, if we're a great intercessor, a walker of faith, believer of faith, standing on the word of God, if we have an anointing to reach others, the enemy will go after us, but we've got to endure. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxter. Thank you so much for joining me for Faith for Life, this 15 minutes of empowerment. And I pray that this is helping you and this is pushing you to stay the course and get the reward in this life and the life to come that God has for us. We understand that weep and endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And God is going to let you know and encourage you that what you're going through, what you're facing, what you're doing in ministry is not for naught. God is going to reward you, and his reward is great. Be encouraged, and the Lord will see you next week at the same time, and we'll go further into the reward system. God bless you, and have a wonderful worship experience this weekend.